We're heading out onto the ranch. Good morning. It's Brent Lauchs filling in on the Evan Bray Show. Evan back in tomorrow. We got a couple of young ranchers. Are you ranchers or farmers? Okay. We need buttons on here, Adam. We got mics. Okay, we're good. So they're both. So we're talking about Bo and Cash Stevenson. Tell me about your operation.
Yeah, so we have a mixed operation there with grain and cattle. And our business kind of has three enterprises. We got the cow-calf herd, the feedlot, and the grain farm. And they all value add together really well. And the only downside is you got to work every day. So no days off.
So this is the Stevensons from Highlight Feedlot, Northeast Saskatchewan. How many cattle would be through your operation?
So we got 500 cows. And in the feedlot, it kind of varies based on market opportunities. Right now, I think we're around 1,400 that we're finishing, but last year we had about 4,000. So it just depends. We're not going to do it and deliberately lose money, although sometimes it happens when you're trying to make money. So
I don't think there's any cattle people out there losing money these days, is there?
No, not the bred cow side. No. The markets are sure looking pretty good right now, but feedlot, the margins are definitely a lot tighter for sure.
We connected with you two, the folks at TD Bank. I guess they're your banker, are they?
Yep. Yeah, we've been with TD for a couple of years now, and they've been really good and fair with us. So,
yeah, they're easy to. They're for us. They've been pretty easy to use. Like some banks, they got a lot of red tape. They got to go through Toronto, and it's hard to get money and financing. And in the cattle industry, sometimes you need an increase in your operating line within 3 weeks, or you miss out on good opportunities. And they've been pretty good to us. So
that's good to know. Bo and Cash Stevenson now. What do we got? Three generations still operating at your place?
Yep. Grandpa, dad, and then now us. Yeah, it's all working together still. So
who's the boss?
That depends who you ask, I suppose, Brent.
Today, who's the boss?
Today's a good day, so I can be the boss.
Yeah. Oh, good, good, good. And how is it when you're able to work with, you know, your grandfather and your father and now you two young brothers here, does things run smoothly mostly?
As long as you communicate efficiently, which is easier said than done, things run pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, we hear a lot of talk about succession planning nowadays with so many of the farm families and such looking at that next generation. What about in your guys' situation where you've got a father and a grandfather still in there? Have you got a plan, a financial plan, or at least a plan how this is all going to play out in the coming years?
Well, you're talking to the young generation here. Yeah. So we try not to step too much on the wishes of the older generations. I know we have talked to Dad and Grandpa, and they kind of have their own ideas of what they want to do. And we try to make sure it all fits and works well with the farm, because ultimately the farm is a business we're trying to kind of run as one, mm-hmm. even though there's three different generations. So we're just trying to, one of our, like something to be proud of for me and Cash is we've been able to kind of pay their own way through diversifying and the cows and the feedlot and not having to rely on just a few markets. Like it's nice because we've been able to acquire and build up our own business kind of without as much help needed from the older generation. So when we get a hard time from them, we can say, well, we're the boss today.
Do you feel optimistic about the future when it comes to, like in your case, you've got the ranch, you got the cattle, and you're doing grain as well. So feeling good about the future?
I feel a lot more optimistic about the cattle side of things for sure. Land prices and input prices on the grain side are a little bit deterring right now for us. But, I mean, if you just manage your risk and you just work hard, I mean, that's what more can you do?
Now, you guys are lucky enough to be part of a generational family operation. Do you know other young people who would like to be in the ranching world, in the farming world right now, but it's just too much of a challenge for somebody as a startup?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of circumstances where it's tough to acquire the capital or have the land, acquire that land base if it's not kind of in your family. But I do know of a lot of young guys in our area that they've diversified in any way they can, and they'll maybe have a smaller grain farm, and then they get like cats, and they do dirt work, or they make mineral, or they have a trucking company on the side. Like, there's a lot of ways in the agricultural industry to make money and be successful, and it doesn't mean chasing big acres and new equipment. You can do it through hard work and diversifying.
That's good to know, because you certainly get the sense when you see a lot of the ag reports, a lot of the ag news that's out there, some good, not so good, of big conglomerates coming in, buying up huge chunks of land and pushing those land prices way up. Are you seeing that in your area? Is land at a high?
I think that that's an all time, all over the country, it's spread out like that. It's pretty tough for anybody with a reasonable size farm to compete with things like that. I'm not sold on that business model of just pay whatever for land. I don't see that working out well long term, but
I think what we're trying to do is make what we have better, and by diversifying, we've also been able to value add to our farm a lot. If we have marginal land, we'll fence it off and put cows on it.
Sure.
And our woodland soils are 2% organic matter, and we try and increase that by spreading manure, and you can increase it to a percent or two and make it more viable to farm. So,
how much of what's going on in the world? You turn on the news every morning and it seems like there's something new going on south of the border, or something new going on in another part of the world that impacts you here in Saskatchewan. You know, we look at fuel costs, we look at fertilizer costs, all that sort of thing. How do you, you know, kind of make it work when all of that stuff's going on a day-to-day basis?
So I think being diversified, it plays a huge factor. We had some soil that was more alkali, and we seeded it to hay, and that turned out to be, this last year, and that turned out to be our best net per acre crop, because your lower cost to produce that, and we created our own market by having the feedlot, so we just sold the hay to ourselves at whatever the market cost was, and
sure.
Now you've got less input costs, and you're making more of the land. So
we're focusing on a Saskatchewan farm today, Bo and Cash Stevenson, their family farm, located, would you say, west of Melfort area in there?
20 minutes west of Melfort.
Highlight Feedlot. So what's a normal day? This isn't your normal day. You're in the city on the radio, but what does a day look like at your operation?
We're not too far off our normal day. We hauled cull cows into Brent's son-in-law, Alan Jackson, this morning at Miller's. So.
Well, he's down in Oklahoma this week. So, And as far as your grain operation, do you guys do all of that work yourself?
Yeah,
we
also do all the grain side of things, the seeding, spraying, and harvest. So.
And so the dad and the grandpa, they just sit back and...
No, they do a lot too.
we all have our roles to play, and just kind of depending on what the old guys want to do. If they don't want to work, they don't have to, but they seem to be there a lot working.
Do you have to hire extra help, or just the four of you do it all?
We've got two full-time men on staff right now, and then part-time guys when needed, which seems like a lot. We've got a lot of stuff on the go, it seems like, all the time. So.
And how old would you guys be? 30, 40?
I'm 26.
There you go.
24.
So you got a long life ahead of you here. Both of you thinking the farm is where we're staying?
Yeah, the farm's where we're staying. I've got a lot of debt now. I can't walk away. I think TD would track me down and bring me back.
Oh, that's nice. Listen, I appreciate you guys coming in today. I know you're busy, but we just thought it'd be neat to get a little bit of a farm focus. Bo and Cash Stevenson talking about their family operation, big feedlot, grain farm as well, Highlight Feedlot. Thanks so much for coming in, guys, and continued success.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Brent.
This is the Evan Bray Show. Brent Laux here. Evan's back tomorrow on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.